This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Afghans went to the polls on Saturday and were met with delays, widespread communication failures, and some militant attacks. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of US Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared, and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Syria said Saturday that it reserves the right to take action if the United States and Turkey do not withdraw foreign forces from Syria immediately. We get details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the Northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police sprayed water cannon and pepper spray on Saturday night to disperse protesters gathered outside the Legislative Council building in the Admiralty area. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has details.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days. To mark the anniversary, thousands of Hong Kongers gathered peacefully in Tamar Park early Saturday in front of the central government offices and the Legislative Council. A series of protests are planned ahead of the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic on Tuesday.
That's Amy McCarthy of Reuters. The United States does not currently plan to stop Chinese companies from listing on U.S. stock exchanges, according to a U.S. Treasury official. Bloomberg reported on Saturday that Monica Crowley, a Treasury Department spokeswoman, said the administration is not contemplating such plans. Reuters had reported Friday that President Donald Trump's administration was considering delisting Chinese companies from stock exchanges in a move that would be part of a broader effort to limit U.S. investment in China. The report sent stock prices lower on Wall Street. Asian American groups are objecting to the Trump administration's efforts to step up deportations of Cambodians as dozens of refugees with criminal convictions are being ordered to report to federal officials next week for removal. Asian American activists argue that many of those facing deportation served criminal sentences years and in some cases decades ago when they were young refugees struggling to adjust after escaping the Khmer Rouge. Zimbabwe buried its former president, Robert Mugabe, Saturday, Columbus Mavunga reports.
A Roman Catholic Mass was held Saturday afternoon at the home of former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe, about 100 kilometers southwest of Harare, before his burial. Only family members were allowed to witness the actual burial, which took place at his home just before sunset. Mugabe died in Singapore after a long illness, which his successor, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, later said was cancer. After his nearly 40 years in power, Mugabe was ousted by the army in 2017 and replaced by his ally of over 50 years, President Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Zvimba, Zimbabwe.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.